Hi, Stu, are you there?
Hello,
Hello.
how are you?
I'm so great. How are you?
Oh, I'm so great.
Bright and
Fabulous.
fabulous. That's so great to hear. Bright and early morning for you over there in Adelaide.
I know. I mean, it's kind of good because we're getting up early anyway to do a video shoot, so
Oh.
it's a nice excuse to get up and have a nice coffee and do your morning routine.
Oh my God, even on single release day, congratulations, still working.
Thank you. I mean, yeah, it's the video clip for the single, so it's not the most organized of the things, but we're getting it. We're getting
That's
it there.
okay. When is it ever? It's fine. Music's still
I
great.
know. You got to keep it interesting.
Yes, of course. Okay, also, I've just realized, haven't even introduced what band you're from. So I'm talking to Stu from The Empty Threats, of course, coming to play a show as part of the Junk lineup on June the 7th. So beyond excited about that. And it is famously, as I just said, a single release day for you guys. How do you feel?
Great,
Yeah,
great.
nice to have it out in the world.
Yeah, it is. I think like we've had this one for a while now. With I suppose like many releases, it's kind of just you do it and then you want to just release it straight away, but it always takes a while to get out there. And this is, yeah, the second track off the album that we're going to be releasing
Oh, so
a bit
exciting.
later. Yes.
Oh, I know. I feel like whenever I have a cool thing that I'm doing, I'm like, I just want to tell everyone about it right now when I've just done it. And
I
I
know.
hate waiting. I'm so impatient.
I know. We're the generation of not waiting.
An instant gratification.
I
Anyway,
know.
so the single. I hear it's about like the infighting and kind of drama of living in a small community and when everyone kind of knows everyone. And you know what? It's giving Auckland. I think everyone here, especially who loves the same kind of music, can attest to the fact that it's so small and everyone is in everyone else's business. And that's really lovely, but also obviously comes with a few issues. Tell us a little bit about the song and how it relates to that.
Yeah, totally. I think Adelaide is kind of like a glorified town compared to some of the other cities that we've got in Australia. And yeah, it's a really good scene to be a part of. But it is smaller and everybody knows each other, and I think that can kind of, yeah, it can be a good thing, but it can also be a tough thing as well, where everyone knows exactly what you're doing all the time. And I think everyone has dated everyone, and
Speak on it.
yeah, it can kind of lead to some some hurt and some I suppose this song kind of reflects on maybe a bad situation that kind of occurred around everyone being a bit too close
Yeah.
after a breakup. And I suppose just reflecting on that. And
I feel like
yeah.
that's so cool, like especially bringing that song to New Zealand, because you know we've been there, we know that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and it's such a danceable track in my opinion. When I was listening to it on the bus this morning, I was like, oh, I kind of want to tap my feet now, but I won't, because you know that would be a bit weird. People would look at me like
Oh
I was a
no,
freak on the
totally.
bus.
What else are you going to
But
do on the bus?
true, honestly, sometimes it's a bit boring. Anyway, and you guys have such like a cool live presence. Do you have that in contemplation when you're kind of making your music, like how that's going to translate to the stage?
Yeah, definitely. I think Empties is predominantly a live band. And it kind of needs to feel good in the room when we're doing it.
Yeah.
Because I feel like it's harder for us to write tracks that we wouldn't perform live. But then also we have put out tracks in the past, like on our last album, that we don't really perform live just because we tried it a couple of times. Like, oh, this doesn't hit live. But I think with this new album, We kind of went to the desert essentially for 2 weeks in South Australia and just, all huddled in this tiny little cabin and made this piece of music over 2 weeks. Kind of like, going into the desert and finding the new sound, the
Yeah.
mighty bush or whatever.
Speaking on your sound, I feel like as a band, your sound has changed so much with each release. Like each of, I guess, your projects is kind of distinctive in their own way. With this upcoming album, do you guys feel like you've kind of found your sound or found it for what it is now? Or do you feel like you're going to go anywhere else?
I think this album, we found a sound for this album, for sure. I think we're all very neurodivergent and tend to, every second day we have a new idea of what we want to do. But I think the essence of what we do is definitely captured more in these new songs because it's the first
Right.
time we've actually been able to be in a studio and record it live, which really makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, and I think you can definitely hear that it when you listen to the track. It's definitely got that kind of, I don't know, maybe like more spontaneous kind of quality. It's got so much energy as well, which I think is just so great.
Yeah, thanks. I think we definitely like to put a lot of energy into these. Into these songs and like it's especially this one, like I think like it kind of goes with Phone Call, the first song that we released off of the
Yeah.
album, in the set, and it's a very kind of just that kind of moment where it's just very fast and hectic and jump around and we enjoy playing it for sure.
Yeah. And yeah, as you say, you've released Phone Call, which we talked about last time, and you can listen back to that chat on the 95 BFM website. Shout out. And then obviously you've released the one as of today. Why these singles? Was there anything behind picking these particular songs?
Well, these are the first two songs off the album, so it kind of just makes it easier in a way because we couldn't really decide on what we wanted to release. I think everybody had a different idea. I'm like,
Right.
oh, let's just release the first two songs off the album, because that's kind of how we start the set at the moment, and probably how we'll start the set for when we come over your way.
Cool.
Just because both those songs go together, and yeah, that's how we recorded the album. We did the whole A side, from start to finish live, and then the whole B side from start to finish live, kind of going from one song to the other.
Oh, hectic as.
Oh, it was hectic. We're gonna have the most stressful
Yeah.
few weeks in the band's history, but we came through it and got some cool products.
Yeah, and I mean, we talked last time about the recording process, and was there anything in particular in the recording of this track? Was there any kind of story behind the recording process that kind of stuck out to you? Or is it all a wash? I don't remember those 2 weeks. It was a fever dream. It didn't happen.
To be honest, yeah, like it was just a wash of stress and nervous wreck, but also like creative bliss. We,
Yeah.
no, it was a really hectic process. Like we essentially, I suppose, like the album that we did before this new album, I reckon that was written and recorded over the space of like 10 months or a year. And then this one was probably 2 months.
Wow.
Like a month of writing. And then a month, actually, I'd say 2 weeks of recording.
Right.
Much more of a condensed process, which we like. I think like there's a sense of urgency to a lot of it. And
Yeah.
also like a lot more cohesive compared to what we've done in the past, because naturally that's going to happen when you're spending a lot shorter time writing it. But yeah, it was an enjoyable experience. I think in the future we're going to maybe tried to do it differently again.
Right. I mean, that's really cool to hear, because I feel like a lot of the time you'll listen to musicians who've kind of arduously looked over an album for like years, and you know, it's like their magnum opus and it's the greatest thing they've ever done, and it's just taken so long, which is not knocking that, like obviously a lot of beautiful work comes out of that process, but it's just so cool to hear. Like,
I love that process.
Yeah.
It's a lot of cool things happen with that. I think the band, as I said, we're all got different quirks, and yeah, I think half of the band is ADHD and half of the band has got ASD, so it's
right.
You know, can open up some interesting times, and I think we're all we like to just get it done and then move on.
It's cool to hear that you guys have found a process that works for you though, to like accommodate for that.
Yeah, definitely. I think for a lot of trial and error.
Yeah.
I'd say the band's probably been on the brink of breakup many times, but I think
you're still here. It's fine.
Work through it. Exactly. You know, I think communication is a good thing.
Oh, speak on it. Yeah, for real.
Yeah.
One last thing. Junk coming up June 7th. I've said that so many times over the last few weeks. I'm so incredibly excited.
Mm-hmm.
Who are you guys? Are you guys familiar with the lineup? Who are you guys excited to see? Or if you're going to kind of just be...
I mean pretty much everyone, but I'm really keen to see Ringlets. I've been listening to their music and really freaking cool. I mean, I don't know, all of them, I suppose. Yeah. Like, yeah, this is our second time coming to Aotearoa, and I feel like it's like we haven't heard a bad artist.
No,
I feel like everyone I hear is just like my new favorite artist, and I don't know, I just really like the quality of music that comes from over your way.
Oh,
and
shout out, thank you.
Yeah, I just feel like there's like a really nice like embraceness, like you guys embrace the weird, which is
sick.
And I think maybe that's something Australia struggles with a bit. Where I feel like, you know, our really cool and interesting bands sometimes have to tour a bunch overseas to be able to like get recognized in Australia.
I think what's really cool though, because we're so small, and you know, like, I mean, Australia is also kind of in a corner of the world, but we kind of have to embrace the scene that's here and all of the weird stuff that we get, because you know, we don't really get overseas people here all that often. And I don't know, there's just so much to love, and I don't know, I do love the community over here. It's just so beautiful. So really excited to be welcoming you guys here. I feel like you're gonna fit right in.
Oh yeah. Hell yeah, we might just move over.
Shit.
So that's part of the beginning.
No, I'm so excited. Oh, it's just gonna be such a good night. I've been thinking about this for weeks. It's like Christmas.
Yeah, Christmas in June.
And midwinter.
Let's go.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, we're super excited to be back.
Oh, exciting. I'm so excited to jump around, dance a little or a lot.
Oh, you're gonna have to bring your Nike pump ups. Or is it the Reebok pumps? You know, you press the pump and it pumps up your shoe.
Sorry?
I feel like I just found like a pair in an op shop. It feels like I don't know, like an old 90s shoe or whatever.
Inflate the soles?
Yeah, it inflates. And then you're just like all bouncy and shit.
Oh, that's so fun.
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to bring stocking boots. Okay, yes, I will. If I find them, I'll let you know. Oh, thank you.
Please do.
I will. Don't you worry. Thank you so much for having a chat to me. I reckon the audience has been left in enough suspense. We should play the single.
Oh, I hope you like it.
It's gonna be. They will. Don't worry.
It's the one. It's in the name. It's the one.
Like that. The last song in Grease. You're the one that I want.
Ugh.
Yeah. Sorry. Anyway, thank you so much for talking to me, Stu. Have a lovely rest of your day.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you, thank you. This is The One by the one and only Empty Threats. You're on 95BFM, Morning Glory. Bye.
I love that Ina Kleiner Nacht music.